We have three cases to discuss. Gemara says like this. Amar Rava, ani de dairi dairi b'tochatchom also likach mehem. My time. From the Mahar v'chayus of the Masa b'hadayhu. Says Rashi. Remember, Rashi's coming off his opinion that Gesel Akum is mutter. Akum sheyesh lehem behemos, mezabel mehem sodos b'schar. Also likach mehem. Behemos. Why? So you have 100 sheep, and maybe some of those sheep belong to a Jew. So Rashi is telling us a number of very important things. We know there's a halacha bittul berov. Bittul berov does not apply to dinei mominus. Let's say I have a pen. There are loads of pens like this. And you have 10 pens just like this, and my pen falls into one of your pens. Now, what would be if I have 10 steaks that are kosher steaks and one non-kosher steak? Now, one non-kosher steak falls into the 10 steaks. Allah has bittul berov. I can eat any of the steaks. That's one. We don't apply that to dinei mominus. So dinei mominus, you don't say bittul berov. There's another halach of called the parish meruba parish. What is called the parish meruba parish? That if one of the things walks out. So then, we assume it came from the rove. But then we have another halacha kavua kamechtz al mechtzah domi. That if I put my hand into the taruvus, if it's kavua rather than parush, then it's mechtzah al mechtzah. And I don't say call the parush meruba parush. Now, what about in Dinei Mominus? You say called the parish meruba parish. So here it goes like this. So here the guy is got this. He's going to sell me a cow, a sheep, a goat. And let's say he gives it to me, or I take it from in the tarovas. He takes it out of the tarovas. Well, when he takes it out of the tarovas, I should apply called the parish meruba parish. And Rashi apparently that says we don't apply to dinei mominus called the parish meruba parish. In jumps the Rashba. He said, wait a minute. There's a Gemara in Daf Kuf Yutes. Let's see what the Gemara Kuf Yutes says. There's a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? We don't take things. Where is this Mishnah here? Ein lochim Mishnah Kuf Yutes Amid Beis. Men aroim tzemer v'chola v'gediyim. Says Rashi, the ikla meimar, shema gonvu mot mitzono shel balabayis hamosulahem. I have a suffix whether it's gozel. That means he has, this rower has his sheep. But, and he's telling me, and he is giving me, I don't know whether he has his sheep. A rower wants to sell me a sheep. So Rashi says, maybe, seeing that Shema is very important, it's Gozel. That means if I have a suffix with it, this object is a Dover Gozel, So I'm not allowed to take from it. So lo mishomer peiros eitzim peiros. So lochem and anoshim kled samer beYehuda kled pishim begol vagolam b'shar. Shar b'lahem and also lochem beitzit nagona b'chol makom. Says Rashi, why? No, I'm b'sharm b'chava. I am yach shemokh mufahesu. This is our shemokh. I'm gidol agolam. Agolam b'zol. I'm agolam b'zol. Mishalahem hem. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Itmar, Gazlan. Memesailu mutter liknos hemena. And it's an important thing on the side. Gis is rif ligvos. To collect. That means, let's say, a goslin, I lent a goslin money, and I want to now collect from him. Can I take money from him? I take one of his objects. Maybe it's stolen. That if it's ligvos. Here it's liknos, to buy it. Okay, if you take a look in the Rif, take a look in the Rosh, how he quotes this. These gerses we're going to see when I very, says the Rosh, Gazan meima saimuta lehonos mimenu, to have hanoa from him. Now, what does it say in the Rif? The Masoras Hashas said Ligvos, and in our guess in the Rif, it says Itmagigad Muta Ligvos, and on the side it says Masoras Harif says Svar Macherim Lehonos Ube Eretz Yisrael Goris Liknos. Three different guesses. Okay. Now. So, Rav Amar, Achite Rov Mishalo. Rav says, called the Parsh Meruv Parsh, depends Rov. Shmuel Amar Afilu Miyot Shalo, even if it's a Miyot, says Rashi. Rov Mimono Mishalo, wait 1 second. You have a goslin. Now, this goslin, okay, he steals. And what does he do? When he steals, has all sorts of things and he sells it. Where does most of his money come from? Okay. So what's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Now, there's a simple question. Are we talking about Suffolk Mammon or are we talking about Suffolk Isser? In Suffolk Isser, we go like Rav. In Suffolk Mammon, we go like Shmuel. Shmuel Amar, I, Uri lay Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda gave Horod la ado dailo, kidivrei ha'oma afilu miyot shalo. Okay. Shamish the Rabbanon. Okay. So how do you paskin here? Rav like Shmuel. So what did the Rajva do? The Rajva said, wait a second. Here it says, even if it's a miyut, what does that mean? If I have, that someone has 100 sheep, and some of those, I don't know, some of those sheep may be stolen, or they are stolen, they belong to someone else. Can I take one of those sheep? So, as long as this miut that belongs to, so the Rashba begins there against Rashi. Rashi says, if it's a miut, you can't take. Even a miut, you can't take. The Raj begins, we should go after a row. And he says, wait a second. He says, Gemara daf kuf yutes, even a miyut. So, what is the psak of the Rosh? Is like this. Does the Rosh paskin avos sugu kuf yut gimel? See how he paskins kuf yut gimel? See how he paskins kuf yutes? he skips the sugya on Kuf Yud Gimel. Skips it. Doesn't say anything about it. Why not? So, along comes the Rajman and says, you know why? Because, what are we talking about? The Rajman says, I don't agree with this whole Mahalach HaRashi. I agree with the Ravid and the Rabbeinu Hananu. Now, what's the issue? The issue is, how do you divide the manure? And it's a whole tarovah, it's all mixed in one thing together. And since part of it is vaday gozel, whatever part I take, I'm going to have something that's gozel in it. It's all tarovah, we call lach belach, no yove bishove. It's all together, it's all mixed in together. It's not individual pieces. So therefore, there's no big chiddush then. You should have quoted it, doesn't quote it. Let's take a look how the Rif paskins. On Kuf Yud Gimel and on Kuf Yud Tes. Kuf Yud Gimel. He skips it. And on Kuf Yud Tes, how does he paskin? He says, he just quotes the Gemara. Says the Imuke Yosef, Talina Marmin and Hai Midid Yov the Mididehu. Doesn't say anything, this is Rashi. They skip it. So let's take a look how the Rambam paskins. That's the biggest plea. Rambam Perek Vav Hilchas Gneva says like this, Kol Davor Shet Cheskotsu Huganov Otsa Lika Cholsa. Any object that I think is muchsak to be gonuf, I cannot touch. As long as it's cheskas gonuf. V'chein, imrov also hadover shu gonuf ain lo chinoso. Let's say the person has a lot of objects. Some are his and some are stolen. It's all mixed in together. If the rov of it is gonuf, you can't take it. Lefikach, therefore, he says, ein lochem in a roim semer o chola vokadim. So if this roe is going to sell me semer, most of the semer he has belongs to the people whom he works for. Some of it belongs to him. You can't take it because you go after rove. So what do you have? This tremendous amount of wool. And each piece of wool is indistinguishable from the other pieces of wool. Or cholov. There's milk. Milk is milk. It's totally indistinguishable from where the milk comes, and you go after roll. Or gedim. Okay. Kol shadavar. Kol sharon mokro, and my balabayas margish bo mutalik. If the balabayas is aware of what he's doing, it's mutal. And balabayas also likach mimenu. So it's pretty clear. So if you take a look in the Magen Mishnah, nirev shepotze karav, d'omer perk hagozel, gazan emasai mutalan, it's mimenu. Rav omar ad sheye rov mishalom. You could, okay. You could do Garcin Uri or the title. Could ever home who's our posa karav, the hills of Kavasa be Isure, and cause Rabbeinu Hananel, Bashan Rabbos of Agon himself. Afal pishesh posuk kishmur, because it's a mitzvah rav. Yesh teimo ksatz peloshon a rav. From what he says in Perek Heichel, Zdeva Halacha Ches, and he's going to explain it. Hey, Halacha Ches. Asu lehanos min hagazlan. You can't have hanor from a gazlan. Vimhoya miyat shalo, a miyat belongs to him. Avbi shirov mono gozl mutu lehanos. Here he's passing like Shmuel. So how do you pass him like Rav, like Shmuel? Hilchas Gnevi, he passes like Rav. And Hilchas Gzeli, he passes like Shmuel. You can't do that. It's against the rules. You know, I mean, either passing this way. So he turned a few pages. Says the Magen Mishnah, what's going on here? Zetema, he says. Nere lomar shu mechalek ben gazlan leganav. Vadin hahu yotzu l'rav mea mishne. Dein lochen tzemem en haroem. O hacholuk. O, second. Hachiluku ben rov hadovo v'rov hamomo. Rov Hadova or Rov Hamomon? If I talk about objects, so what is happening here? Where's most of his money come from? Or I have a bunch of objects, where are these objects from? So what's the difference? Rov Hadova also, Rov Hamomon Mutav, Ikan, that's the main shot. Says the Kesef Mishnah, I don't know what his problem is. Kesef Mishnah Hilchos Gneva says, because of Rav Amagi, V'yesh Temek Tzas. He says, V'yesh Tzmoal, I don't understand the Magi Mishnah says. Ovade Ein Z'inya, the two things don't, Ahi Derav, Da'hosem Le'honos Min Ha'gazlan also. It's Hanor from a gazlan. But here it's not a person who's a Gaza, a person who has stolen objects. And he says, and this is what the Magen Mishnah means in a second. So what in the world is going on here? What's the world? So if you take a look in the Gra in Shin Samach Tes, for instance, I have a following thing. I have one of the parents of one of my choshuva, younger light, you know, from years ago, was convicted of unbelief. His business is a total shek in Geneva. Now, he supports his son who's learning a kolo. His son never asked me to take money from his father. Now, if the father wants to give me money for the yeshiva, can I take it from him or not? It's ma'aseh b'chol. It happens every moser. And if the son wants to give me money for the yeshiva, can I take it from him or not? Now, the question is, talking l'chora, man is a gazlan. His business was a lot of swindling, but it doesn't mean every penny in his business was necessarily swindled. There's a lot of Gneva's das there. So can you take it? So let's go back to the story of the Gesher of the bridge. But let's see what the Gros says. Where did this all come from? Shin Samachtes. B'nei Adam says Shin Samachtes Dalin. Gimel. Also Lehonos Me'agazin. Shehuchzik Mamonu Shabo B'Gzela. His money comes from Gzela. Hoyamiyut shalo, a little bit belongs to him, which is honest. Av b'sharov mamona gozul mutar lehonos mamona. Ad sheyeda bevada shedova zeh gozul b'yodo. So if the man's entire business is Gneva, and all his money comes from Gneva, it's also lokachas mamona. Also lehonos mamona. Okay, says the Gro, where does this come from? Masha Kosev. Kuf Yud Gimel Omid Aleph. Imoyim. Kuf, what is it saying? Kuf Gimel Avol Notel. What is it saying? Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Important lo miteva smokes and lo mikishal gaboy. May not only manat stoka. Avol Notel whom he talk beso umin hashuk. So. Kamoshikot v'im haya miut shelo al v'sherov m'mono gozul m'mutal lehonus m'mena. Why? Because it's a ma'ase rav halacha ma'ase. Posk rov ha'poskim Rabbeinu Chananel v'Rabbeinu Chananel posik karav. Okay. Not. Bnei Adam, Shechez Kosim Gazlonim. Vechezkes Kol Mamonim Gazel. Everything they have is Gazel. Bnei Shemalachtim Lachs Gazlonim, because that is their business, Gzela. Kagon HaMochsim HaListim, also Leonis, Lehonos Mihen. Shechezkes Meloch Zushu Gazel. Ve'ein Matzarf and Dinerim Mehateva Shalem, Shakol Bechezkes Gzela. Okay, that's what we saw. Yeah. So, what is the case we're talking about here in Kuf Yud Tes? Does it have any shaychus to Kuf Yud Gimel? So let's go back to everything we saw until now. Now you have a ganav. His whole metzias is gneva. Is everything in the house ganav? Let's say he went to this grocery store and bought fruits and vegetables. Who do those fruits and vegetables belong to? Belong to him. Well, how did he get those fruits and vegetables? That he bought it with money that he got with a gneva. But he gave the storekeeper money from a gneva. And the storekeeper gave him the fruits and vegetables. There's a lot of things in this house. What about the furniture in the house? Can I sit in this couch? Where do you get the money from the couch? From his gzeila. When they adam shechazkosim gazlonim vecheses kol mamonim gezim and they shemlachtam leches gazlonim. When I'm also at least also lehonus mehem. And I shall call becheskes gzeila. What's not in this box of mochsim? Im, on the one circle, who chayav lo seis lo chatzi dinar, vein lo el adinar, nos no lo velo kech, men lo chatzi dinar. That's a filmi tevas hamochsim. Why? Av amash sheyesh lo bebeis lo beshuk shelo, but from his house, it's all right. Loshen Rambam, Yishna Basra. Avo gab de kaimelon yush kidi lo koni. Kan yush vishini rishusu. Shehu kamechira. Lokalishna kamas filu de enu kamechira. Enu shini rishusu. Rekorle yush kidi. What's lo mavi kamatona? Tonu lo osu takono sashuk. Okay. Okay. We'll see. So, can I, now the question is as follows. There's a switch in language here. The switch in language is liknos lehonos. So let's just read everything the Rambam says and the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, Shulchan Aruch is here in Shin Samach Tes, and the Shulchan Aruch is also in Shinunches. Let's see what he says in Shinunches. And everyone goes crazy trying to straighten this whole halacha out. Of Kol dova shechazkotso shuhu ganuv. Also likacholso. Vechenim rov also dova shuhu ganuv. Ein lochnos. Vigach ein lochim. Me haroem samro cholov o gdim. Lochim. Mudalim. Okay. Says the Gra. Where does it come from? Divrei HaMagen Mishnah. Rabbeir HaGola, Tmulim. I don't like what the Magen Mishnah has to say. Barakhen Yehul's Gzela, Lekamam Simishin Suntef, Pasuk Yishmuel. Mein Hiksha Magen Mishnah. Fayi Yishua Kesef Mishnah. And I don't like, it's the, and I, why is the Mechaba bringing both? The Kesef Mishnah says, Omer Rama, Madi Yema Plugtai La Gazan, Lo Aki Haigavna. Shma Mina, Devahalo Pligi. And where did this come from? Now the Ram, that long comes the gone, and says like this: Kol dovo shu chesed shu gonuv also likacholso. Okay, kol shu dovo kol shu roa mochrum hoya balabazmar. When he says v'chein. In Rov also Dovash Huganov and Lochim also. Where did he get that from? Says the Gra. Kuf. My Masha Kotov Kuf Yud Gimel Omid Beis Hani the Diary. The I am Baraj Barsham. So, what does the Rajba say? What's he pointing to the Rajba? Let's just read the Rajba one more time. Rajba. The Rajba says, Afilu miut. Because he says, no. The Rajba says, I don't understand Rashi. I go after Rov. I, from the work of Yutetsu, go after even miut. He says, no, 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 no. I take part of the Rajba and not the total Rajba. Okay, so let's just read the Rambam. Okay, this is apparently a very confusing thing. How I just presented all the different pieces, and what do we have to do? We have to put all the pieces together and figure out what's happening here. The question is as follows. Let's just read the Rambam. You can't buy a Dova HaGozim in a Gazan. Why not? It's an Isra. After that, he says what? Also lehonos v'dova ha-gozum v'afilu ha-chayyush. Can't have any hanoh from it. Goes from, what's the first? The first is liknos. Second is lehonos. That means, yoda bevada shebehem, but I have to know that sheyeda bevada shedova zehu zula atzmo. You have a bunch of cars. And you steal a bunch of cars, and you buy a bunch of cars. I don't know whether this car you're letting me, and you want to lend me a car. Rent me a car, whatever. And I don't know if this car is one of your stolen ones or your non-stolen ones. Rambam says, oh, this is Kuf Yates. So when we were scratching our heads, the Rambam says, that's only if I know this is a Dova Gozel. But if you have a bunch of cars, some are stolen, some are your own. Unless I know it's Vaday Gozel, I'm allowed to be, and you want to lend it to me, I can take it. And I can use it. Now you let me use it. So Reb Chaim has a yesod gadol. We'll have to see how this fits in with everything we were talking about last week. That I cannot, Gazan cannot be makna kinyanik zelim. Okay. Is that what the Rama says? Also lehanos bedova hagozu afilu la'achayiush shiyeda bavada. Now who can't be do it? So the Rama is not talking about the Gazan, about someone else. Because the gods know what's stolen, what's not stolen. So Yoda Bavada Shavema Zugzula, he's continuing from Aloha Allah. If I'm your next door neighbor, and friends with my friend, my next door neighbor was the Ganav, and he says, here, borrow the car. I can't touch the car. Borrow the short, pile out with it. I can't do it. If I know it's Vadag also. But if everything's mixed up, I can. And he says, this is what the Rashba says. And I know it's Vada, it's not what the Rashba says. It's Vada, because I'm using it and I am not buying it, taking it. Taking it, Dova HaGozu, if I know something is Vada Gozu. But also Vasado, Al Shino, if I can't help but make a Shina and be Conan. Yiknehu. So I help you make a shuni now belongs to, and you'll sell it to me. I'm not allowed to do that. And then he says, "Dova hagozu, dova hagozu." Now he gets to something else. But if he's a goslin, and you know he's a goslin, same in all your mitzvah, that's exactly what he said before. I can, from a goslin, what is it? Mamono. Here we're talking about the Dovah HaGozel. Here we're talking about Mamono, his money. His money is something else. He's a goslin. And he has stolen things in his house. He has money. He has all sorts of stuff there. So, Rambam says, I can take something as long as I can be told that what that which I'm taking is not gozel. But if certain of the things he has he got honestly, then I don't have to show my mono gozel mutl honest memento. So Rambam is telling you an interesting halacha. If all of his money is stolen, he's an outright ganav. And so he can't touch his money, whether it's a stolen object or not a stolen object. Also lehanos man, he can't do anything. But if some of his money is honest and some of his money is stolen, as long as some of his money is honest, so I can use that. I can assume that what I'm taking didn't come from Gezel. Now, is this a problem of Dine Gzela? No, it's an Isser. Why? We paskin like Shmuel, or we paskin like Rav? This is Shmuel. Shmuel, why do we paskin? Even though normally Rav is Surah. Because here, there was a Maisa Rav. It was Rav Yehuda Paskin, this one. So understanding here is a very interesting halacha where the Rambam says, so we'll go back to the Rashba says. That if I'm dealing with a goslin, an outright goslin, that's the Gemara Daf Kuf Yutes. I'm dealing with an outright goslin. An outright goslin, so I go by, I can't deal. If all of his money is Zayla, I can't. As some of his money is not Gozel, I can do it. And that's that is Lehonos. Not to say I take it. I'm borrowing it. Why not? It's not Machzik Dei Over Avera. Is he talking about an Isra Machzik Dei Over Avera? He's not talking about doing a Maisik Zayla. Being machzik de over avera, machzik de over avera. So, if I know everything is gezel and I'm using it, I'm giving my consent to it. Interesting. But if miut, not machzik day over ever. That's more daf kuf yutes. What is more daf kuf yud gimel? But that is what he's talking about when he's bringing the Gemara in daf kuf yutes. What about daf kuf yud gimel amad beis? This is apparently what Rashi distinguishes between the Gemara kuf yud gimel amad beis and kuf yutes. Rashi, and that's why Rashi, that's the answer why Rashi is not bothered by the Rashba's kasha. Now, the Rashba begins on two, his kasha against Rashi is on two levels. Level number one, his kasha against Rashi is, should go after Rove. Then he said, but wait a second, but it's a Gemara Kuf Yutes, you don't even need a Rov. So Rashi says there are two sugyas. So then there's a happening of machlokes between Rashi says the two sugyas are two opposite sugyas. Because what is the case of the Rashba? The case of the Rashba is a simple case. There are 100 sheep here. Some belong to a Jew. And you're not allowed to touch them. Can you go after Rov or you don't go after Rov? Question number one. Rashi says, no, I can't go after Rov. Apparently, Rashi's opinion, Dinei Mamonos, Rov doesn't apply. Don't understand why. Rashi says, but wait a second. That's before he had the Gemara Kuf Yutes. Rashi says, Gemara Kuf Yutes, talking about dealing with Gazlan. And comes along the Rashi and says, no, it's all one sugya. Can I take things that may be gozul? I can't take things that may be gozul. And I can always say, maybe it's not gozul. Why? That's where the Rashba, and the Rashba says, therefore I agree with the Rashba. The Gemara is not talking about sheep that get mixed up, it's talking the manure that got them in one big thing. So now, what has happened? We have the Sugya Kuf Yud Gimel, we have the Sugya Kuf Yud Tes. Are they one Sugya or two Sugyas? The Rambam obviously views them as two Sugyas. Rashi obviously views them as two Sugyas. The Rashba views it as one Sugya. Now, the way the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam, and let's see if we can fit in Rashi, they're two separate things. Stolen objects, how do I deal with a goslin? Stolen objects, I go after a rove. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Geneva. That's why the Gros says he's like the first chelek of Rashi, of the Rashba, that before the Rashba said the two sugyas are the same. Called Dova Shechotsko Ruganov Otsalika Chotsko. I can't take a Dova Gonov. Chain Imrov had also Dova Shuganov and Lochkin also. If I know something's a Dova Gonov, I can't take it. Why? He says in Perek Vov, Hilchos Gneva. Because he told you in Perek Hei Hilchos Gneva. Why? Otsalik Notsman Aganov, a Chavet Shuganov. Because Messiah Yedei over Avera. And what happens? And so in Halach and Parag, in Halach Avov, he says, not only if I know it's a Dovagonov, it's Cheskoso Hugonov. It's Muchsik as a Dovagonov. I can't. I told you in Halach if I know Vadai, but I now extending Halach even Halach Cheskoso. Where did I get this from? From the Mishnah in Kufil Chesom Beis about Semim and Aroim. I don't know, but I assume. And how do I decide if part is yes, part is no? I go after Rov. Because that's what Rav said. But what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says something else. But if I'm talking about a gazlan whose entire panrai, I'm not talking about stolen objects, I'm talking about a thief. Can I take money from him? For instance, no, I had a Talmud of mine, he's a Rosh Kovel. He had the following Shaila. Here it was, the big man who supported his Kolo turned out to be an outright thief, and all of his money was going to lose him. And if he didn't take that money, how was he going to support his Kolo? I said, that's the word of Kofi Tetz, everyone says. It turned out the man was a total thief. He was one swindle business. There's not one aspect of his business that had any honesty to it. Total swindle. I said, he wasn't allowed to take money. What is called on? And what's it going to be? I said, the Rosh will take care. He wrote it up how the Rosh will took care, then tremendous money fell into his lap. I said, he couldn't touch it. Why? This Gemara, Daf Kuf Yutes, couldn't touch it. So the way the Rambam, the way the Ketzef Mishnah understands the Rambam, and that's Mistoma Rashi, they're two very separate things. Yes.
So what's Pshat at the beginning of the Rambam in Perikei?
What?
In the Rambam at the beginning of Perikei, and the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis, when do you need Bavadei?
It goes like this. Let's read in Hilchos Gnei. Let's see apparently what the Rambam is saying. Also, liknos min aganav hachefet shaganav. If I know it's stolen goods, I cannot touch it. Why? Chazik yidei over aveira. It's one halacha. Okay, but that's if I know it's. Perek Vav says kol davar she cheskoso hu ganav. So it's not only if I know Vada, it's the reasonable assumption is that it's stolen. I can't do that either. I don't have to know Vada. V'chein, what happens if it's mixed in? It depends on a rov. The Avlofikach, we're talking about objects. Ein lochim and haroim, we're talking about taking objects. Ein lochim and haroim, semer o cholov, Ogadiyim, because some of their milk is stolen. Most of the milk they have is stolen. Some of it isn't stolen. I go after a rove. I don't know this person is a thief, but this whole industry is a dishonest industry, and I assume that he's one of the. I don't know that he's dishonest, but his whole chevra is dishonest. His whole group of people is dishonest. So therefore, he's dishonest. Okay. Klolo Shaldova. Kolcharo Mochro. If the Balabayas would catch him, we assume he's honest. And if not, so ain't Balabayas Margish, but Osalikach also. So he's telling me very, very thing. I'm talking about objects. And it's because of Machsikidei over Aveira. Talking about objects. I can't touch stolen objects and Machsikidei over Aveira. I can't touch things. If this whole group of people who are in this business are thieves, even though I don't know this person's thief, I assume he's Muslim to be a thief. So therefore, I can't take anything from him. And if part is, then I go after a rove. Called the parish, Meruba parish, applies to Mormon as well. And here's the separate issue with Rashi, between Rashi and the Rambam, whether you say called the parish, Meruba parish, applies to Dine Mormon or Sunat. We'll see if we can get there. Okay, that is Hilchos Gnei. Now in Hilchos Gzela, what does he say? A whole different thing. Again, also liknos dova hagozul. Talking something I know is a gozel. Why? And he says very clearly, because And Dova HaGozul is Machzik there, Lefnayiv Losim, Mirchom Machzik there over Aveira. And he continues, also Lehanos Bedova HaGozul. Wait a second. What about if the Gazan wants me to use it? He says, no. But that's fine. Oh, it's a Dova HaGozul. Kate said, how do I know it's a Dova HaGozul? That if they chop down the trees and make a bridge out of it, I cannot use that. Now, then he says, that's objects. Now we talk about people. People is something else. People, as long as if all of his money is stolen money, that means he has one business and it's a total gnevish business, total, whole thing is one outright gneva. One outright neighbor, and that's where all of his money comes from. I can't be nehne from any of his property. I can't go into his house, sit on the couch. Even though he didn't steal the couch. He bought the couch with stolen money. And so I bought the house with stolen money. I can't be nehne from that. L'chora, I believe, because Machzik they were very. But if miut, so then I can assume that it's coming from then I don't have that issue of being nene from his property. And it's mimono. And some of his, if he has an honest business to give himself cover, and he has a big gnevisha business in addition that no one realized. They think his money comes from his honest business. And I know the truth. So, and can I sit in his couch? Yeah, because some of his money came from his honest business. So I know which money, which chair in the house came from this money, which chair in the house came from that money, which couch came from this, which table came from this. I don't know. So I can be told it. It's not Masig Deo Verber. This is apparently how the Ketzer Mishnah understood the Rambam and how we straighten out from Kuf Yud Gimel to Kuf Yud Tes. And now, if you take a look here, the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach go like this. And Shin Samach Tes, what do they say? This is... Yes.
Why is getting Hanah from the
Agravira? I'm not sure. Why? If this man is a total ganav, apparently I'm not allowed to have anything to do with his property. I don't. First I have to see what the halachas are. Let us see. The smart. Now he says, when I say rove of this population, kan the mari biyodua bo sheyesh biyodok shel zev miut mamon sheeinu gozel. He says, what happens in shin nun ches? How does he describe the difference? Let's see the halacha in shin nun ches. What does that mean? You have Rowan, you have, apparently this is industry. Most of the people in the industry are dishonest ganovim. So I have to assume that this person is, and all the objects he has are ganov. That's one thing. That's cheskotso ganov. And therefore, I have, and I go after Rove. Here, he says, what am I dealing with? So here, he's not making the same distinction I make the Sma. Since it goes like this. 90% of the Roim, 100% what they have is Gonov. And therefore, I have to assume that this is Gonov. Now, this person is 90% of what he has is Gonov. So their 90% of the people is 100% Gonov. That's how the Sma wants to make the difference. Here, 90% of what this man has is Gonov. He's not making a difference between Mammon and Genevim. That's his chilek. That's the Sma's chilek. That does not seem to me to be what is the Kesev Mishnah. Kesev Mishnah says the difference is between Mammon and objects. Between a Gazlan and objects that I know are Gonov. So that is what I present until now was, I believe, was the Kesev Mishnah, the second shot in the Magen Mishnah. However, the Sma had a different mahalach. Then there's a Taz here. Well, tomorrow we'll go on to the next thing of age, but I want you to see all the Rambams put it together, and then see the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Nun Ches and Shin Samach Tes, the Sma, the Gra, and the Taz. And he quotes the Yam Shel Shlomo, which is totally confusing. Okay. I'll try to straighten it all out tomorrow. But I believe I presented one Mahalach in the, which seems to be the Magen Mishnah. And the second Pshat in the Magen Mishnah, the Kesev Mishnah. And this is the Smaz and the Taz. And then we'll go on to the next halacha. How to deal with Ganavim. Unfortunately, in our society, it's these shaylas are not infrequent. It's a meisim b'chol yom. Okay.